Okay, so this is my first podcast for UI UX, and if you happen to be listening to it right now, you are absolutely lucky. But first of all, I want to give special credits to everyone who made my UX UI journey amazing. My mentors, my friends, my colleagues, professionals in the field, and institutes that made courses free for so many people like you, like I, that were interested in learning UX, UI, and had a first-hand access into understanding what it really was. But beyond that, my personal case study for UX, UI has been amazing. It's helped me a lot to be able to express my creativity in a very unique way, in a very productive way that I have never experienced before. But being a UX UI is not just being something or learning something. It is actually becoming more of something and realizing what you are. Because the amount of tools that which I give special credits to developers for, that has been created for productivity and creative minds and so many other related professionals in this creative field, have been essentially fantabulous and amazing. Because these tools, when you get to a stage of understanding what you're doing and you become able to use some of these tools, although I'll go into that very much later time, because being a UX designer is different from someone who really knows how to use UX UI tools or UI tools, which is the user interface, such as the Figma, the Adobe, and other related tools as such. So there are people who are really good at using these tools. And these tools are very, very important, because in the later stage of your designs, you are going to have to do a prototype. And to really bring your design to life and to really see what it feels like to be in that your design, and more like as a user, which is usually like the usability test stage, where you have to prototype and see what your idea is like. It's a whole different game entirely. And UX itself, personally, my case study for it, I think is very, very, very much underrated in some perspective. And when it comes to certain critical UX challenges that you don't find the videos on YouTube, you may go and search for UX videos, you find so many tons of tutorials, of videos of how to use Figma, this, that, so many UX videos. But the videos that actually deals with the real UX challenges, it's very, very few on the internet, because these areas are still very, very, very much left with so many challenges that are not defined yet. And, you know, UX designers and other product designers are also still trying to find the best style or the best possible pattern to solving these UX challenges. So, which makes UX very, very complex sometimes, but can be easily overlooked, because most of the representation have to come on the UI aspects, which is the user interface, where you have to like represent all these ideas into a prototype one that brings all these ideas to life. So, you know, with this being said, it is important to understand that with all the things going on in the UX UI field, you have to be able to understand what you want, who you are as a person, as a designer. You can be a product designer, you can be you can be so many things in this creative field of designing and productivity. But learning the tools is also an important aspect, which helps you to get more of your ideas out there, and you know, really become productive, and you know, share that productivity and allow the productivity to become developed. So it is two different separate things, the tools and the challenges. So UI focuses more on the tools, and while UX focuses more on the challenges and the best ways or the best styles that have been used. There is no perfect style, and there's no best style, but there are styles that have been used and have become more traditional and are much more convenient and more easier and can be trusted. Most of all, these are trusted styles which have been used over time, and users have become familiar with, therefore ensuring trust in them. So when a user sees a certain button, like a burger menu button, most users will know that that button is definitely going to produce a drop down of options, or it will give them something, or just looking at an icon on the header will want you to touch it, especially if it has an indication like a question mark on it. So these are styles that are traditional, that are very, very common in UX and UI designs, and are very, very helpful in getting things done and representing ideas faster, or creating a more usable experience for users, and therefore creating an end means goal for also the clients that you are designing for. So in reality, when it comes to style, you are not limited. It doesn't matter if you are just a beginner into UX, it doesn't matter if it's just 1 month, your idea can unlock new ways, it can unlock new solutions to so many years of UX challenges. So don't limit yourself, don't underestimate yourself. Keep ideating so many challenges and ways that you can actually contribute to solve these challenges. You're part of the world, and there you have the tools, like a mini god, which have been given to us by developers as designers to use. And with these tools, when you get to this stage, like I was saying earlier, you feel like a mini god, because you can really create and you can see what you create come to life. It's really an amazing experience for someone who loves creativity, or who is always passionate about productivity and ideas. It's a very, very interesting journey, and it's more than a profession. It's more like a desire, and that you always want to fulfill for yourself, because the very, very integral part of most styles has to do with the empathy and the familiarity. Some styles are based on familiarity, some styles are based on empathy, and some styles are based on psychological or cognitive styles that are found to be common among certain kind of characters. So there are so many factors for styles in UX, but it is important that you understand that there are some fundamental traditional style that it will be very, very relevant to try to create something new about them, because it will be very, very relevant for someone to change the logo of the question mark to actually writing a question in the screen. And we can't say this is completely wrong, but the amount of space writing a question is going to consume. If you just put a question mark there and somebody taps it, and it now gives a drop down of that question you actually want to ask them, or you think they might be wanting to ask. It's a better way of using your space and creating a more better UI, because there will be not too many things on the screen that will confuse your user. And sometimes these writings can easily be neglected and users will think it's just regular write up on the screen, or they may just even understand the question and may not even be interested in interacting. But interaction with whatever product is very, very important. So you want to create designs that create good interaction, thereby creating a kind of sense of familiarity with users, and they can always either want to come back, or it will always, you know, give them the kind of confidence that they know where to go to get certain stuff when they need it. So with this being said, if somebody wants to get information about a website or an app, the moment they log into it and they see a question mark logo, you know that if they click that button, based on recent and most popular research, you know that if they click on that icon, they will get certain information, because there are questions in that place. Although they do not know what the questions are, but there are questions there. And at their convenience, they can see the question instead of the question just displaying on the screen. These are the styles and different understanding of UX UI that are very, very important for every beginner to understand. And one other thing that is also important, like I said earlier, is the empathetic way of designing your pattern. Most patterns that are designed empathetically, that have user in mind, or and while also considering the client's goal, is very, very likely to be more successful and to be more popular, or to produce more results for the UX design based on the challenges and the goals of the clients. So these are the things that has to be considered: the user's challenge and the client's goal. And you as a designer, the goal is to blend these two together and create results for both at the end of the day. So it's more like a godlike situation where you know you have to create something. And the more you continue to create and you create and you interact with these designing tools, you will begin to feel the power in creating. And everything you create will just become something that you really wanted to do. It's not like something you are being forced to do, even if somebody is paying you to do it. You would really want to go back there. You would really want to spend 8 hours. And that shouldn't scare you, because you will enjoy it. You would want to spend 8 hours, 9 hours on your designs, working, trying to put them together, trying to see your creation come to life. It's kind of an enigmatic quest, and produces some kind of a feeling of goodness. That is the minimal way I can try to describe it. And when talking about minimal things, it is important to make your design as minimal as possible, because most people don't want more things that will cause them stress. So if you are designing and your design is going to give your client a lot of stress, such as them having to do certain things that are not necessarily common for them to do when they are on other sites, this might be very, very dangerous to your design, and it may discourage your user. I will be talking more about this in other episodes, but for now, I just want to encourage you. If you are new into UI UX, don't be intimidated by what you see others design, and don't be discouraged by not being able to use the design tools, because there's so much to UX UI than just the tools. However, the tools is very, very important, because you as a creative person, you should be able to push yourself to a stage whereby you can produce what you think, and therefore learning the tools will just become something that you will find a fantasy. You would go after it, you would want to do it, you would want to know how to do this, you would want to know how to do that. It won't be like, you're tired of trying to do this. Because, and by also joining different groups, different boot camps, where you can share your challenges with people, you actually find so many videos on YouTube that can put you through so many challenges. All you have to do is take the time, just like you are listening to this, to also watch some of those videos, because they really save you a lot of years of going to school, and you get one of the best informations that may inspire you to creating yet the best design ever. And I hope that you continue to have a wonderful learning experience. And if you are already a designer, I hope that you continue to excel in your creativity and the strength to also mentor as much as more possible of inspirations and ideas to more inspiring designers, so that the tradition can continue and we can continue to have a world of unique designers, and we will be confident and sure that the robots are not a threat to designers. Thank you.